It's been about 3 years now since sweeping credit card reforms were passed into law, and many of those new rules are just now starting to take effect. Last week, we talked about how some of the unintended negative consequences of the CARD Act came about, but this new law can't be all bad, can it? For answers, let's turn to Kimberly Palmer, the alpha consumer blogger at U.S. News & World Report. Well, how about it, Kim? There have got to be some positives to the CARD Act, right?
There are, and actually a new survey out finds that most people, especially low-income and middle-income people, have found the card really helpful, and especially the new information that card companies have to include on their statements is actually helping them pay off their debt sooner.
How is it helping?
Well, credit card companies now have to include extra information on those statements, including how long it will take to pay off your debt if you only pay the minimum, and also more information about fees. And it turns out that just having that information is helping people pay off their debt sooner. And middle and low income households are saying that they're more likely to pay off their balances, and they basically have a better grasp on their debt because it's easier to understand the information on their statements.
So it's getting easier to pay things off faster. Why? Because they're able to see the due dates more prominently and to know what their payments are, that sort of thing?
Well, part of it is just A big part of it is that they understand their debt more. They know that if they only pay the minimum amount, it's going to take years or even decades to pay off their debt. And so that serves as a motivator. And then the second part is that the rules have actually changed. Specifically, they must have now 21 days to pay their bills off between the time they get the statement and before a late fee is imposed. So that's more time there. And credit card companies also have to give at least 45 days before they do any sort of rate hike. So basically, people have more information and can respond better because they understand what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen that in their own credit card statements. I mean, a lot of that information used to be buried in the fine print. Now it's in big, bold letters, pretty prominent on the statement, right?
That's right. And it can be pretty shocking when you see that it's going to take you 10 years to pay off your debt if you only pay the minimum. And it turns out that a lot of people weren't really clear on that before. And you're right, 9 in 10 people say they've noticed changes. So these changes are pretty obvious, and anyone who's opened a statement lately from their credit card company can see it.
Now, credit card companies were fairly resistant to these reforms at the height of the economic crisis. Is it turning out to be kind of a boon for them now to see these new reforms in effect and how it's helping out consumers? Is it helping the credit card companies as well?
What's interesting, actually, is that it doesn't necessarily help credit card companies when people pay off their bills more quickly or on time. Because, of course, credit card companies earn their money in part from the fees that they earn when people don't pay on time. So it doesn't necessarily help credit card companies. And at the same time, credit card companies are going through a really hard time right now with, of course, the economy, low interest rates. It's all adding up to put pressure on credit card companies, which is one reason why we're seeing in some cases, more fees being added. So, of course, consumers also have to be aware and on the lookout for extra fees, interest rate hikes on their own credit cards.
And now it's harder for those credit card companies to hide those new fees they might try to implement, right?
It is. It's very hard to hide them. They're in bold letters on your card statements. And then, of course, as I mentioned, they have to give more notice. So if you have 45 days notice, you might decide, I don't want this credit card anymore, and you might apply for a new one that works better for you.
Now, the provisions of the Credit Card Act have been phased in over the last few years. Are there any other reforms yet to be implemented, or is the law pretty much in full effect now?
It's in full effect now, and the reason that we're talking about it so much now is that because it was signed 3 years ago, most of the changes have now are now in effect. We're finally seeing the full impact of the CARD Act, and like you and I have discussed, there's a lot of good things that have come out of it, but then there's also some bad things, like, for example, stay-at-home moms not being able to access credit as easily.
All right. Well, thanks as always, Kim.
Thank you, Nathan.
Kimberly Palmer writes the Alpha Consumer blog at U.S. News & World Report, and she's author of the book Generation Earn, The Young Professional's Guide to Spending, Investing, and Giving Back.